slowdown in hiring. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The number of jobs created last month, 223,000, the fewest since December 2020. But that was still more than expected, and the unemployment rate fell to a record-tying low 3.5%.
What the market's really looking at is that this report indicates the Federal Reserve will probably stay the course on smaller rate hikes this year and possibly just two rate hikes this year, and that's what the market's reacting to right now.
That's Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence as he references gains on Wall Street. The Dow's up 220 points. President Biden just called the report great news for the economy and evidence his economic plan is working, but he says more work is needed to bring down inflation. The House reconvenes in 2 hours, and Republicans who support Kevin McCarthy for Speaker are hopeful they've worked out a deal to convince more of his opponents. Congressman-elect Jim Banks tells Fox,
"We're at a place where the institution is going to work better. Kevin McCarthy is committed to that. I hope that we can resolve this before we get to the weekend and move on."
But they may not convince enough conservatives, who are still a no after 11 ballots so far. Congressman-elect Matt Gaetz tells Fox,
"And he has sold shares of himself to special interests, to political action committees, and so that's why I don't think he is an appropriate choice."
He's still against McCarthy. Gaetz voted for Donald Trump for Speaker. The former president, though, being sued by the state of Brian Sicknick, the Capitol Police officer who died the day after the 2021 riot. A wrongful death lawsuit that blames Trump for inciting the mob, which he denies, saying he called for a peaceful protest. Now, today marks 2 years since all that happened. House Democrats are holding a moment of silence right about now on the Capitol steps, and President Biden will honor Sicknick and 11 others later today for their response.
The 12 honorees receiving the Presidential Citizens Medal were either directly involved with protecting the Capitol on January 6, 2001, or key in protecting the will of voters in 2020.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, stocks are rising after the better-than-expected jobs report. The Dow gaining 295 points. The Nasdaq's up 48. The S&P 500 is adding 30. The price of oil is up a half dollar. It's over 74 bucks a barrel, with gas inching up a little bit. AAA's national average for regular now $3.29 per gallon. It's gone up 11 cents in the past week, but remains a penny less than 1 year ago. Now, this is not the worst travel day, unless you're in California, where a nasty storm continues to dump heavy rain and cause some flooding and road closures. Nationwide, only about 110 flights are canceled, according to FlightAware. But what happened to Southwest with the winter storm and subsequent operations problem at the end of December hitting the airline's bottom line?
Southwest Airlines now expects to lose money in its holiday quarter. The airline canceled more than 16,700 flights from December 21st through the end of the year as a winter storm disrupted the crucial holiday travel period and left passengers stranded. Southwest estimates its flights were about 6% below year before levels, and it also took an additional financial hit from reimbursements to affected travelers and other related costs. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Kilauea is erupting again in Hawaii, though it's not a threat to any communities on the Big Island. Max Rodriguez with Fox 2 Honolulu.
Lava filling Kilauea's Halemaumau crater floor. The Hawaii Volcanoes National Park spokesperson says there was increased seismic activity soon before the eruption began. The USGS calling the eruption at 4:34 Thursday, less than a month since its last eruption was considered paused. Scientists at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory say magma kept moving in the chambers, predicting another eruption sooner or later.
Mauna Loa is another volcano that erupted in Hawaii last year for the first time in decades, but its lava flow has since stopped. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.